Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Home field advantage can take the form of noise. If your crowd makes enough of it when the other team's quarterback is trying to call out the signals, maybe somebody jumps off sides or runs the wrong route. A really raucous home crowd may intimidate the officials, and at University of Pennsylvania football games, the home crowd is especially useful to players who are hungry for toast. Joel Rose of WHYY in Philadelphia reports.
The Quakers play their home games at Franklin Field. At first glance, it looks like your typical college football game. You've got your fans, your mascots, your cheerleaders. But look a little closer, and you'll see that most of the Penn fans have brought toast to their seats. Sarah Fleischer is a junior from Westchester, New York.
You got a lot of toast there.
Yeah, I'm prepared. We all have stacks of it ready, so I do it every game.
At the correct moment, the end of the third quarter, Fleischer and everyone else in the stadium will hurl their toast at the field. The university doesn't exactly discourage this behavior. On the contrary, Penn conveniently provides dozens of loaves of white bread and an industrial-sized toaster near the main entrance to the stadium. That's where I found Matt Harrison, a freshman from Atlanta, feeding bread into the toaster.
There's a song, and it's, drink a highball at nightfall, and we'll toast to dear old Penn.
It used to be a tradition where everyone would bring actual alcohol to the game and have a toast to dear old Penn during while they sang the song.
And after sort of that was no longer acceptable, alcohol at these football games, it was replaced with an actual piece of toast.
Senior Cynthia Wright and recent graduate Alexis Ruby Howe are sitting in the front row, toast at the ready. Ruby Howe works in the alumni relations office at Penn. She says the toast-throwing tradition started 30 years ago, about the same time the Rocky Horror Picture Show was a nationwide fad. What started out as a joke is now a ritual that stood the test of time and inclement weather, says Cynthia Wright.
They still throw it when it rains. It's just harder for people to clean up. It's pretty disgusting. And a lot of times the cheerleaders get hit, so it's become kind of a safety issue. And the men usually stand in front of the girls like when they're throwing because people target them.
What does it say about Penn that this joke about toast has, you know, really survived down through the years? What does it say about that?
Well, it lets you know that Penn's kind of a laid-back place that they'll let you throw toast in the middle of a football game.
David Lynn graduated from Penn's Wharton School in 1989. Today he's introducing his stepdaughter, Wendy Bauer, to the tradition. No matter how laid-back the school appears, though, Lynn says there are some rules.
They won't let you in with bagels, and I understand that. It's bagels are dangerous.
But they fly better.
Wendy.
What? But they do fly better.
Hold the toast.
That completes the third quarter of play and the score 10-35. Touchdown 6.
Clearly, this is the moment everyone has been waiting for.
Here's the toast.
That's the cue. Instantly, 1,000 pieces of toast are flying in the general direction of the cheerleaders and the football field beyond. They're mostly slices of white bread, though sure enough, some of the undergrads have wadded the stuff into bread balls that can fly surprisingly far. Not much of the toast actually makes it all the way to the AstroTurf, but the track is a mess. And then it appears, the toast Zamboni. You know the vehicle that polishes the ice between periods in a hockey game? It looks like that, except it's been adapted to suck toast off the track. The students seem to welcome its arrival, if only because it gives them something new to aim at.
They throw toast at you while you're out there?
Yeah. Bagels, toast, pizza, everything. Yeah. I got hit by it a couple times.
This is Juan Torres, a.k.a. Toast Man. He's been driving the toast Zamboni for 11 years.
Does it seem kind of mean that they're throwing toast at you? You don't take it personally, I guess.
No, I don't take it personally. I can't take it personally. It just kids, you know, have fun.
To be honest, by Penn standards, today's pile of toast isn't that impressive. Tony Overend has been the facilities manager at Franklin Field for 17 years.
It's kind of small, but in the past you've had 20 to 30,000. You're talking maybe 8 to 15,000 today.
That's 8 to 15,000 pieces of toast. Most of the time, Overend considers the tradition to be harmless, even fun, but he concedes it can be a real pain when it's raining.
What happens is the toast disintegrates and generally we wait till the next day. We pick up as much as we can with the guys of the rigs. Rainy, wet days, a long day.
But today isn't a rainy day. It takes the grounds crew only a few minutes to rake up what the Zamboni left behind, and Franklin Field once again resembles a normal college football stadium. For Only a Game, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.
WHYY reporter Joel Rose's story about how fans at University of Pennsylvania football games toast their team will be featured on this week's program. Because college basketball is just underway, I'll be discussing the women's teams of note with Michelle Smith, who covers women's basketball for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'll be counting on ESPN's Pat Forty for critical information about the men's teams. We'll have a story about how the University of North Carolina women's soccer team has been defending its right to maintain some green and pleasant land upon which to play despite the drought in their part of the country. And speaking of soccer, I'll be talking with Jamie Trecker, who's written a book about his experiences at the 06 World Cup. We'll also be inviting you to participate in the annual Only a Game gift guide. You won't want to miss that opportunity, especially if you're currently in possession of some hockey puck soap or a baseball glove chair. And I'll be reading from your emails as well. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.